One immediate issue that arises when attempting to evaluate Walter's claim is that the notion of a supreme emergency is not particularly clear. If this term is left undefined, then it opens up the possibility that people will be happy enough to describe their own situation as a supreme emergency, and thus appealing to Walter to then go ahead and justify attacking innocent people. So the supreme emergency criterion does not provide clear ethical guidance. It's vague and may lead to a slippery slope. If some version of Walter's defense were going to work, it would have to clarify the kinds of situations that might justify violating the central and important rights of innocent people. A second problem with Walter's defense is that it seems to be restricted to supreme emergencies that might be facing a state or a country. But what if a group or even an individual person were facing a supreme emergency? Wouldn't they be justified in violating the rights of innocence as well? In other words, it's not clear why or why not this sort of justification is limited to certain kinds of groups of people, such as nations, as opposed to others, such as individuals or insurgent groups.